Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I'm going to violate my number one rule today and talk politics, and I try never to talk about politics, but unfortunately this has popped up in such a way that I think I have to talk about it. I got emails, I got messages, I got all kinds of people asking me specifically about an incident that happened a couple days ago and about the legal ramifications thereof. And unfortunately, I've got to address it now because it is legal in nature. And it's gotten to the point where I saw it on some legitimate news sites reporting that this is a possible thing. So, in case you don't know, the State of the Union address took place a couple days ago. At the end of the address, when the president was done with his remarks, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi had her copy of the State of the Union address in her hands, and she tore it up. She ripped up the pieces of paper that contained the words that were just spoken by the president. And I'll agree with anybody who says so, that that was a discourteous thing to do. It was not courteous. It was not polite. However, strangely enough, that has morphed into people saying that she committed a federal offense and might be going to prison for it. And when the first few people made this comment to me in emails, texts, messages, through Facebook and elsewhere, I thought they were joking. And I got some angry emails last night from a couple different people who told me, they said, you know, she's going to prison for that. Isn't that ironic that she's going to go to prison for that? And I said, well, it would be beyond ironic. It'd be crazy because there's no law that says she can't do that. And I had several people started sending me citations going, no, here's the statute. Now, none of the people sending me the citations were attorneys. These are just people who are repeating things that they heard in the echo chamber of the internet. And I was not going to do this story. I was literally not going to address this because I thought it's politics. I can't change anybody's minds. What good is it going to do me to do this thing? But the problem is, this morning I saw, and I flip around various news sites, I saw it on the front page of several actual news organizations that said, Nancy Pelosi may have committed a federal offense on national television. Which she didn't. But the strange thing is, some of the people who were corresponding with me were so over the top that I thought they were messing with me. And this one guy kept saying, but she's going to go to prison. She's going to go to prison. And I wrote him back. I go, no, she's not. And he starts sending me citations. And I said, those citations don't say what you think they do. And he said, look, I've spoken to attorneys. They agree with me. She's going to go to prison for this. You know, I'm not a betting man. But if I was, I'd start taking bets on it. I'd give you any odds you wanted. Because you can't go to prison if you don't break the law. At least not this way. So here's what we're to talk about. Is it a federal offense for the Speaker of the House to tear up on national television her courtesy copy of the State of the Union address? Short answer, no. But you might say, Steve, isn't there a law or something? Well, it's hard to say that there's a law saying it's legal to do something normally you can do. I mean, I can take a piece of paper that I've got in my hands and tear it. I did not commit a federal offense. There's no law saying Steve Leto may tear his own paper. So that's not what we're talking about here. The question is there a law specifically saying that it is against the law for someone to tear up something? There's got to be some law on that, right? I mean, I have to tell you one other thing before I put these back on, that one of the reasons this got traction is a congressperson from Florida tweeted it. And he tweeted it because he's trying to get attention. And the idea is so idiotic, I thought, there's no way this guy could be an attorney. So I looked him up. Turns out he's an attorney. So he should know better. But then again, he's not trying to prove a legal point. He's just trying to get traction, and he wants people like me to say his name, which I won't do. But what we're getting at here is he tweeted, and so many other people did too, that there's a section of the United States Code, 18 U.S.C. 2071, concealment, removal, or mutilation generally. Whoever willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, or destroys or attempts to do so, with intent to do so, takes and carries away any record, proceeding, map, book, paper, document, or other thing, filed or deposited with any clerk or officer of any court of the United States or in any public office or with any judicial or public office of the United States, shall be fined under this title and imprisoned for 3 years, etc. So you go, wait, Steve, in all that word salad, I heard whoever unlawfully destroys a record or paper filed with a clerk, that's a crime. Well, first of all, the piece of paper she had in her hand wasn't filed with anybody. It was in her hands. It was a courtesy copy of the State of the Union Address. When the president walks up to the podium, the first thing he does, he hands copies of it to the speaker and the vice president, if those are the two people behind him. And other people are given courtesy copies as well. He's got the original copy, presumably, in his hands, and there's also a copy going up on the teleprompters. Will a copy of his address be filed with the National Archives and or Library of Congress? Probably. Probably. I'm guessing it'd be the official copy. But I doubt that they're going to say, by the way, Nancy, you're holding the official copy. Be sure you hang on to that, because that's the one that's going to the National Archives. But the point is that the argument is that simply because she's holding in her hands a piece of paper that's handed to her by the president, it's suddenly now a document or other thing that's been filed or deposited with any clerk or officer of any court or any public office. No, no, that's not what that is, obviously. And then, by the way, there's a section B, very similarly, whoever having the custody of any such record, proceeding, map, book, document, paper, or other thing, willfully and unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, or obliterates, falsifies, or destroys him, shall be fined or imprisoned. So if you have custody of an official record, okay? But again, her courtesy copy is not the official record. I'm guessing the official record would be the one that the president's got in his hands. Or maybe the official record's already been filed and he's got a copy. But what I guess a lot of people don't realize is that before the State of the Union takes place, the speech is typed up and copies are given to all kinds of people. I believe the press gets copies of them. And when the State of the Union is over and the people all disperse and go home, closing time, they don't turn those papers back in. They aren't collected, and then all, you know, thousands of the copies are then deposited at the National Archives. Why would they do that? Why would they deposit more than one? Okay? And so the point is, you anytime you look at a statute, one of the things you ask yourself when you're trying to understand it is, what is the statute trying to do? And everyone knows that there are official documents that are kept by courts and kept by the National Archives and kept by the Library of Congress. Official records. Official records. And those official records that are held by those agencies are protected by federal law. I cannot go into a federal court, ask to see a file, grab the file, and then run off and destroy it. Okay? That would be a crime, which makes complete sense. But when someone at a speech is given a courtesy copy of the speech, and by the way, in the past, they've always let them take those courtesy copies home or throw them away, whether... The fact that she threw hers away or destroyed it on camera is no different than her taking it home and throwing it away later. Or I guarantee you the waste paper baskets of the House of Representatives were filled with those copies at the end of the speech because a lot of people were walking out and just throw them in the garbage. Now, I suppose people probably keep them as souvenirs, but they certainly weren't all turned back into the federal government and filed with the National Archives. Look, here's the 17,000 copies. You can imagine what would happen if the federal government saved every piece of paper it created and saved them under penalty of going to prison. If you destroyed a single piece of paper created by the government, you go to prison for 3 years. Now, I know what you're saying. You're saying, Steve, these are all common sense arguments you're making, but you're a lawyer. Can't you make some legal arguments? Sure, why not? So statutes at the federal level are codified in the U.S. Code, often referred to as the USC. United States Code, 18 U.S.C. 2071. So we're talking about there. A lot of statutes have regulations that either clarify them or define them or explain them, referred to as the Code of Federal Regulations, the CFR. CFR, the Code of Federal Regulations. So if you look at the CFRs involving 18 U.S.C. 2071, you'll find that it talks all about these records and what kind of records are protected by this law. So it says, for instance, at 1230.3, alteration means the unauthorized annotation, addition, deletion of a record. Deface means to obliterate, mar, or spoil the appearance of. Removal means selling, donating, loaning, transferring, or stealing. But if you read these things all the way through, it'll often say, or allowing a record to leave the custody of a federal agency. See, it's not just donating or obliterating or spoiling anything. These are official records of federal agencies. We'll get to that in a second. The unlawful or accidental destruction means disposal of an unscheduled or permanent record. Disposal prior to the end of the NARA approved retention period. NARA, what's that? Oh, National Archives. Get to that too. Who is responsible for preventing the unlawful or accidental removal, defacing, alteration, or destruction of records? The heads of federal agencies must prevent the unlawful or accidental removal, defacing, alteration, or destruction of records. So you'll notice they keep talking about records, 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 records. Was the thing in Nancy Pelosi's hands a record? No, it was a copy of a speech. It was a courtesy copy of a speech. But they keep referring to records, records. And again, this is, you know, section of this subchapter prohibits removing records from the legal custody of the agency. Records must not be destroyed except under the provisions of this. They must take adequate measures to inform all employees and contractors. They must direct that any unauthorized removal, defacing, alteration, or destruction be reported to the National Archives. What are the penalties? The penalties we just discussed, you can go to prison, blah, blah, blah. How do agencies report incidents? They go through that. How does NARA, National Archives, Records, etc., handle allegations of unlawful or accidental removal? Upon receiving any credible information that records are at risk of actual, impending, or threatened damage, alienation, or unauthorized destruction, they'll contact the agency as follows. And they go through that. So you say, Steve, still, if Nancy Pelosi was holding a document that was covered by this act, and she destroyed it, she committed a federal offense, notwithstanding all of your common sense arguments. I'd say, oh, okay. Let's then talk about the fact that this statute we're talking about, 18 U.S.C. 2071, specifically says that you can get in trouble for doing these things. And a lot of these code sections refer back and forth to other sections of the code. And I just dropped something. I hope it's not important, but it might be. But somewhere in these records, I saw a reference where it says the records we're talking about can be described here. And so you go here and it says, the head of each federal agency shall establish safeguards against the removal or loss of records the head of such agency determines to be necessary and required by regulations of the archivist. And the archivist is from the National Archives. Safeguards shall include making it known to officials and employees of the agency that records in the custody of the agency are not to be alienated or destroyed, except in accordance with blah, 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 and the penalties provided by law, etc. So in other words, the government, it's a bunch of agencies and hierarchies and people reporting to other people, people creating paper. And the head of each federal agency shall establish safeguards against the removal or loss of records. So an agency creates records, they're supposed to protect the records. If somebody destroys those records, they can get in trouble. So you say, Steve, I'm following you so far. We're quite a ways in here. You still haven't explained to me why Nancy Pelosi is certainly off the hook. 44 U.S.C. 1501, which is referenced in other parts of the CFRs, says federal agency or agency means the President of the United States or an executive department, independent board, establishment, bureau, agency, institution, commission, or separate office of the administrative branch of the government of the United States, but not the legislative or judicial branches of the government. This law does not apply to Congress, and it doesn't apply to the courts. This law that people are claiming that Nancy Pelosi broke applies only to federal agencies, including the Office of the Presidency, any executive departments, independent boards, establishments, bureaus, agencies, institutions, commissions, or separate office of the administrative branch of the government of the United States, but not the legislative or judicial branches of the government. So the law that's being cited on all those different things, the memes that are all over Facebook this morning and last night, the memes all over Twitter, the front page of the New York Post, and the Twitter account of some guy in Congress who apparently is an attorney in Florida, who found a statute that if you read it completely out of context, would appear to say that when someone's given a courtesy copy of a speech, you must preserve it forever. And if you were to ever throw it away, you'd go to prison for 3 years. And I don't want people to think that this is how you analyze all laws completely. In other words, what I'm about to tell you is something important to think about, but it's not the be-all and end-all of analysis of a law. But if you're looking at a law and you're asking yourself, does that law make sense? You should ask yourself, what was the law intended to do? I've had people say, Steve, I heard of a really stupid law. And they tell me about a law. I look it up, it's a real law. And then I figure it out and I go, oh, but here's what they're getting at. And they go, oh, that makes sense. So several of the people who were emailing me and chatting with me and messaging me and getting all bent out of shape about this said to me, but she broke the law. She should go to prison for 3 years. And I said, explain to me why someone should go to prison for 3 years for tearing up a courtesy copy of a speech that they were given. And by the way, they weren't saying, we need this back. No one said that. No one ever said, we want this back from you. I assure you that no one, at the end of the class, y'all turned it back in. No, no one turned it back in at the end of the speech. Okay? You got a copy, you took it home. The next morning, half of those were thrown away. Okay? Some people kept them as souvenirs, but they weren't keeping them for fear they'd go to prison. But I had this one person kept going, but she belongs in prison for tearing it up. And I go, why would you belong in prison for tearing up a courtesy copy of a speech that belonged to you? Why would you go? He goes, because the law says so. Well, laws are generally, I'm going to admit, not always. Laws are generally passed to remedy a problem. They pass a law to solve a problem. What problem would it solve by locking people up for 3 years for tearing up unimportant paper? So I take a piece of paper, tore it in half. Steve Leto goes to prison for 3 years for that. It's my paper. I own that paper. When you're given a courtesy copy of a speech that you're about to sit through, so you can read along if you want to, or if you're in the press, you're a journalist, and you want to make, they want to make sure you don't misquote the president, you take that piece of paper out of there, it's yours. You own that paper. We want all this paper? No, you own that paper. So the fact that it's your paper, you can do anything with it you want. And the fact that she tore it up, like I said at the beginning, it may have been discourteous. It may have been impolite. It may have been rude, okay? It's a different matter. I'm not Miss Manners. I'm not here to talk about etiquette. I'm here to talk about the law. I'm an attorney. And I'm here to tell you that the law that they're citing, 18 U.S.C. 2071, doesn't apply to Congress. It doesn't apply to courtesy copies of the State of the Union Address. And it doesn't apply to this situation. So I understand there's people out there who would like to see Nancy Pelosi go to prison. I understand that, okay? But just because you want that to happen doesn't mean you should look at a statute that doesn't apply and go, well, let's make this statute apply over here. How about this? Let's go round up every single member of Congress right now. Every single one, both sides of the aisle. And see if they've ever thrown a piece of paper into their trash bin or their waste paper basket or their shredder in their office. And let's throw them all in jail for 3 years each, too. Because I bet they've all thrown paper away. I bet they have. I bet they have. So, no, Nancy Pelosi did not commit a federal offense on national television, as much as you might like to think so. I'm sorry. I know it disappoints many of you. I will give the warning, though, because this is a political topic. If it gets too political in the comments, I'll either shut them off or I'll start blocking comments. I apologize, but I'm going to try to keep this video as civil as the rest of my channel. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. To err is human, but for a real disaster, you need a computer.